Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. So this episode we're going to be backtracking a little bit. I've had a little bit of an itch in the past few weeks regarding how episode 3 stands. So 2 weeks ago, for those of you who aren't aware, I released an episode which walked through the entire process of character creation in one go. I realize now, looking back on things, that that was a poor move on my own part. That episode was over 30 minutes long, had a lot of new information in one go, and was hardly edited at all. I feel like it goes against the philosophy of how I'm trying to build this show and introduce players slowly and thoroughly to the basics of D&D. So here's the direction for the show going forward. For the purposes of posterity, for all people who find this show later on down the line, I'm deleting episode 3 regarding character creation. The remaining 3 episodes I've released thus far about dice, getting into the mindset, as well as my interview with one of my D&D friends, are now part of what I'm going to call Season 0. They represent the absolute, like, not even touching the game kind of basics, as well as my own experimentation. Me dipping my toes into the water and trying to see what works with this show. What we're going to do going forward is this. I'll be releasing shorter, snappier episodes, like perhaps sub-10-minute episodes every week going forward, and we'll be breaking down character creation into its most fundamental parts. The individual classes, ability scores, equipment, backgrounds, and the races, grouped by their rarity in the world, we'll get their own dedicated episodes. Once we've gone over everything else, we'll cap off Season 1 with an episode where I encourage you all to use the information I will have by then given you to join me in rolling a new character. I want this show to be as newbie-friendly as possible, but also add some entertainment value if you're more experienced and just so happen to be consuming some D&D-related content in your off time. Shorter episodes will make it easier for me to edit, hopefully make you feel less intimidated if you're approaching the show for the first time, and not to mention restricting myself to one dedicated topic per video will make it easier for me to not give out an absolute overload of information and not stay up thinking about if you all are getting the most out of this show. With all that being said, welcome, one and all, to Season 1 of Beginner's Basics to Dungeons & Dragons. In this show, we're focused on introducing budding players and dungeon masters to the absolute basics of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons. To begin our new campaign, we'll be speaking in this episode about the fundamentals of ability scores and what they represent, since ability scores tie into every other part of the character creation process. Let's roll. In D&D 5e, every being in the world, from the lowliest of sewer rats to the mightiest of gods, will have 6 ability scores meant to approximate that character's fundamental abilities. Now, unless we're dealing with a higher being like Jesus Christ or Kurt Cobain, those ability scores will almost always range from 3 to 20, with 3 representing absolute total ineptitude, a la Logan Paul trying to keep his reputation intact after a walk through the suicide forest, to 20 representing your best friend tapping the speed force to run to your girlfriend's house when her parents aren't home. Now, as mentioned, the 6 scores you'll measure your character's capabilities with are as follows. Strength is a measure of your natural athleticism, sheer bodily power, and ability to win at arm wrestling. Dexterity is a measure of your physical agility, poise, and ability to do a sick-ass backflip. Constitution is a measure of your overall strength and toughness, your stamina, and ability to not throw up after getting food poisoning from your rancid Taco Bell order. Intelligence is a measure of your overall book smarts, mental and analytical skill, and your ability to list off the digits of pi. Wisdom is a measure of how sharp your mind is, how good you are at noticing little details, and your ability to look deep within yourself and not give in to despair when you realize the pointlessness and futility of everything you love in the long march of time as even the most influential of people die out, and the most significant of modern civilizations get violently ripped apart by the circumstances the likes of which you have no control over, crumpling and decaying into dust as we wait for the sun to eventually die out and take all of us with it. And then there's charisma, a measure of your confidence, leadership potential, and ability to get into a dragon's comically oversized pants. Now, there are a few different ways of generating your ability scores, and because the basic format of these kinds of episodes says I have to, I'm contractually obligated by pact with the dark gods of common sense to tell you about all of them. First is the only method of generating scores that is actually fun, the manual rolling method. If your intelligence is a 3 and you couldn't already tell, the reason it's fundamentally the best method is because it requires the actual rolling of dice. So, to use this method, you take 4 d6s and roll them together. Drop the lowest number you rolled, even if that number is tied with another number, and add the remaining numbers together so that you have one total sum. Do that 5 more times so that you have 6 numbers in total. Then just decide where those 6 numbers would go into each of the aforementioned ability scores. And congratulations, that's it. You're done. I've been your dungeon master. You're welcome. Ah, no, but really. For those of you who are too chicken for the actual manual rolling, I'm also familiar with the most boring method of getting scores, which, like expired milk sitting at the counter of your local Family Dollar, doesn't actually require you to get anything so much as it does you reach out and you take it. The standard array method is very simple in that it gives you 6 numbers meant to create a well-rounded character with definable strengths and weaknesses. You take the numbers 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, and 15, and then plug them into whatever stats you want those numbers to be in, and you're done. Enjoy that warm milk. And then finally, there's a system which is referred to as the point by method. Now, if manual rolling is the cool older brother and standard array is the meek, awkward middle kid, then point by is the little brother who moved to New York after graduating because he was too good for the rest of the family. Maybe grab a pen and notebook for this next part, or slow down the playback. The basic idea is that you have 27 points to start off with, and using those points, you can buy higher ability scores for yourself. So for this system, just know that a score of 8 costs 0 points, while a score of 9 costs you 1 point. A score of 10 costs 2, 11 costs 3, 12 costs 4, 13 costs 5, 14 costs 7, and finally, an ability score of 15 costs you 9 points. You can't go higher than 15 or lower than 8 because that's the price you pay for using point buy. The price you pay. That's probably the worst joke I've written yet. Yeah, I'm gonna make a joke about cutting that and editing and then not cut it because that also seems fairly ironic. Participate in the free market. Put your hard-bought ability scores in your desired categories. Don't occupy Fantasy Wall Street, and boom, you've just wasted everyone's time, including your own. The sun isn't getting any younger, and an average D&D session takes around 3 hours already. What are you even doing with your time? Thank you all so much for tuning in to listen. One more thing before I let you all go. I feel like I would be making a grave mistake if I didn't touch on one more fundamental part of getting ability scores, a bit of parting wisdom for me to give you if you would. And that is, do not be afraid or get discouraged if you turn up with low numbers. And I'm talking specifically to you 20 intelligence people who are using manual rolling, because this is something I specifically struggled with when I was first getting into D&D. I used to take myself, and by extension every character I made, really seriously. So if you take one thing away from this, apart from manual rolling is the best, I want you to take away that the most interesting characters in D&D, or fiction just in general, are the ones who have to struggle with their weaknesses. So, if you wind up rolling only one ability score that's above a 10, don't sweat it. This is a team game, so you probably shouldn't be super powered at everything anyways. In any case, you also have the ability to become one of the most interesting and pivotal characters at your table now. Overact the hell out of your weakling character, man. Go for gold with your roleplaying and make your friends and fellows at the table fall in love with your 6 constitution sorcerer before they meet a brutal and unfortunate end. Give the party even greater determination to resolve the DM's plot. You're free. If you're likely to die anyways, you may as well have fun with the character you got, and being upset because of your low numbers, never fun. So on that note, we're done. I only hope you'll join me for next week's episode. We're going to begin to look at the classes, beginning with the best class for being a bumbling, boneheaded berserker, the Barbarian. I am Evan Kaufman. I have been your Dungeon Master. These have been your Beginner's Basics for this week, and you are welcome. One last addendum to that. No matter... Come on, Discord.